Thank you to BetterHelp for sponsoring this episode. BetterHelp is the world's largest therapy service, and it's 100% online. With BetterHelp, you can tap into a network of over 25,000 licensed and experienced therapists who can help you with a wide range of issues. To get started, you just answer a few questions about your needs and preferences in therapy. That way, BetterHelp can match you with the right therapist from their network. Then you can talk to your therapist however you feel comfortable, whether it's via text, chat, phone, or video call. You can message your therapist at any time and schedule live sessions when it's convenient for you. If your therapist isn't the right fit for any reason, you can switch to a new therapist at no additional charge. With BetterHelp, you get the same professionalism and quality you expect from in-office therapy, but with a therapist who is custom-picked for you, more scheduling flexibility, and at a more affordable price. Get 10% off your first month at BetterHelp.com/TheBarn. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/TheBarn.
Hey, everybody, this is Tippy.
And this is Joe.
And you're listening to The Tippy Joe Show, sponsored by BetterHelp.com/TheBarn.
If it's all right.
Well, hey guys, how's it going?
Good.
Good.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for coming out. So we're here today with Drew and Erica.
What up?
Hello.
Guys, tell us what you do. Why we invited you on the show today.
You want me to say it?
Go ahead.
Okay.
So we have been together for about 12 years. Mm-hmm. We started swinging almost immediately. It was my idea because I was in with an ex. And we were in college and we were broke, but we were also really kinky. So we were on 4chan. If you guys know what that is,
yeah,
it's horrible. But we were on 4chan. I was like, hey, she was a little goody goody girl. And I said, hey, maybe we should just like post some pictures. And she said, okay. Eventually,
I didn't say okay.
Yeah, not of course. I'm making it shorter.
It took some talking. Huh?
It definitely took some talking. But she eventually said okay, and then it progressed into like, hey, let's just let somebody watch. So we got on camera one day on this website called I Can Has Chat or something like that. Yeah, something terrible.
It was like the precursor to Omegle.
Yeah,
or something.
And then it recognized that we were not wearing clothes, and so it kicked us over to this website called ChatterBait. And I was like, and people kept saying, turn on tips. I'm like, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah.
And he's so, like, here's the tip right here.
So after we got finished doing our thing, I turned it off and then I started doing some research and I was like, babe, we can actually make money doing this. And she said, like, absolutely not. No
oh,
shot.
Yeah.
I said, okay. I didn't push. Maybe a week or two goes by. She goes, how much money? I said, let's find out.
Once you're broke, it's like, price, you know what?
So a few years after that, we are now full-time content creators. It's all we do.
Really?
Yep. That's
That
only-
is awesome.
So I would love to point out that it was just like, it was great timing. I was going to say it was a lot of new stuff for me, but, you know, and us kind of being able to grow from the beginning in our relationship with the, I guess, intersection of swinging and like kind of showing it to the public.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
kind of like, you know, it's a little bit of like a, you know, just added flair to it. So, you know, we kind of established really early on that, you know, boundaries and like what we're comfortable with, you know, so there was a lot of back discussion, you know, obviously prior to just being like, hey, let's click this button and go, right? I don't want to give the wrong impression to anybody. But yeah, I think we worked and work well together.
As long as we're not building anything.
Yeah, as long as we're not building anything. Moving was terrible. But we know that. We accept that limitation. So
at what point were you like, all right, we can do this full time?
It took a long, long time. He will probably say too. It's definitely something you don't want to just dive into. Well, okay. If you're going to do it, there's a lot of things that like you have to consider first, and you know the main thing that people are like, oh my gosh, I don't want anybody to find out.
Oh,
like this
yeah,
is
yeah.
a you know this is really private. You
then
know.
Don't do it.
Yes, and exactly like you know at first, I think like the first time like we got recognized in a video, or picture.
It was just a picture.
It was just a picture. Was by his watch. His friend
It was a picture from Reddit. I was laying on my back, naked. She was riding my face, and another girl was between my legs. And there were no faces visible. We don't have any tattoos at all.
Your buddy was just like, I know that. But I know that guy.
I had reached up like this, and I had my hand on her tits, and he was like, hey, buddy. I was delivering pizza at the time. He said,
In the movie or in the photo, or that was your actual job?
That was my actual job. That was my actual job.
I just assumed that was always the go-to. Let's make a pizza delivery video.
We do have someone with that, too.
That's too funny.
But he goes, hey, man, good for you. And I was like, what are you talking about? He sends me the screenshot, and I was like, how could you tell that was me? How could you tell that was me? He's like, your watch. I'm like, this is a $100 watch from Dillard's. Like, it is not...
Not even anything, just... Oh, my gosh. No. That's so funny. I thought you were going to be like, well, very
pizza? Did not have any money.
That is so funny. So you guys are also involved in like planning and organizing swingers events up in St. Louis, correct?
Yes.
Yes.
Nice.
So, yeah.
So you guys are with, do you only do it with Life and Style, or do you guys do your own thing?
Well, primarily, I would say that Life and Style is, you know, where we attend, and, you know, we're really good friends with a lot of the, you know, people involved with that. So it's a nice community. So,
yeah. And for those of you that don't know, Life and Style is a swingers community.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So, and it's great just to network with people. You know, I think a common misconception that people have with that is like, oh, you just go there and have like wild sex and stuff like that. And it's like, you know, like, it's great, but
that's part of it. There's more too.
Yeah, they have meet and greets. They have, you know, it's really just an accepting space and, you know, welcoming community for people in all different things, whether you're content creators, whether you are just dipping your toes in the lifestyle. They're very respectful. They're huge on consent. I mean, they stand for everything that we value. So I feel like our values align with theirs very well, and it just makes it a comfortable place to explore.
And not everybody, you can't just show up and go to their parties. You have to do a light background check kind of thing. They're gonna check your social media, make sure you're not some kind of wacko or whatever. Yeah. So not everybody gets in. Most people get in, but not everybody does. And they have security there. It's not just out in the public.
Mm-hmm.
It's always a complete hotel takeover where it's closed off completely to the public. They have different sections set up to where it's like there's a dance floor over here. Then maybe there's another dance floor over there. They have an icebreaker room crawl like before the party where certain people on like the ground floor will set up themed rooms. And so you go in there. It's just to meet people. Maybe they have shots prepared for you. Maybe they just have like something like a photo booth sitting over to the side, different things
cool.
like that.
It's really a little fun. Get people comfortable, get people talking.
So
that's cool.
Everybody will kind of like walk around that floor and going into each room. So if you host a room, even if you're a newbie, you could host a room. That's going to guarantee that you're going to meet some people. There's props set up in there so you have something to talk about right away.
Interact.
And that all happens before the actual party starts. And a lot of times they'll have some kind of entertainment. They had the illustrator from the Rick and Morty comics come one time and did drawings
really cool.
for people. Mm-hmm. They've had comedians. They've done fully catered dinners, have people come around and serve you for like Valentine's Day. They do
hypnotists
photo.
With
yep.
one.
We had an adult
I got
hypnotist.
Sexy
did it work?
Yes. There was a period where I was kind of like, you
that's
know.
That's how I feel about hypnotism. I'm like, man. I don't know.
I mean, it was fun, but yeah. Sorry to interrupt.
That was good. But yeah, they always have something. They have a big event in the summer called NSW, National Swingers Week, and it's down in Lake of the Ozarks at a like a resort kind of thing, and they set it up. If you've ever been to Temptations in Cancun, Mexico, they have it set up kind of like this. Every night is a different theme night. There's multiple levels of the party, like, you know, there's the all the way upstairs, they might have a certain theme on that floor, then there's themes downstairs, there's an outdoor pool, an indoor pool, they have a DJ by the thing, they have
wet t-shirts
contest and twerk contest. They have vendors that come and set up, so they sell different like lifestyle themed jewelry and earrings and all that kind of stuff, t-shirts, custom floggers, paddles, whatever.
How fun.
There's all kinds of stuff. Like, there's sometimes, like, I'm just, like, sitting here and I just think about it. And I'm like, like, sometimes it even seems surreal that we're living this life. Like, so privileged to be able to do this. But, yeah, we love to share it with other people because it's fantastic.
And how long, again, have you guys been together?
12 years.
12 years.
Yep, we're getting ready to celebrate our 10-year wedding anniversary.
Well, congratulations. Yeah. That's
you.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Very
it's
exciting.
Worked out well. We haven't killed each other yet.
Yeah.
I tried once, failed.
Oh, jeez.
Too yeah. funny. So yeah. 12 years. And then how long have you been in to swinging?
11 and a half.
11
yeah.
and a half. Damn.
Pretty much
yeah.
really close.
He's like, I'm wow. really convincing. I'm a good convincer.
I was in it before her with an yeah. ex, so I knew that I could not go back to just regular life anymore.
Yeah. Yeah. So I had a good person to help me.
She was resistant
dip my
in the beginning.
Toes in the water.
When we first met, we've been together maybe a week. We're walking down the sidewalk in college, and there's some guys checking her out. But at this time, I'm like, hey, this is mine, you know. Mm-hmm. So I gave her a little smack on the butt, kind of, you know. Pissing on the bush a little bit,
yeah.
and she turns around and she said, "Don't you ever?"
I'm
like
so
that.
Embarrassed. I'm so embarrassed.
And at that point, I was like, "I don't know if this is going to work out." She's gonna work through.
How funny.
So had you already started the conversation?
No.
At that point, you're like, "I mean, maybe I shouldn't even bring it up."
No, I think the conversation started in the bedroom, which you know appropriately so.
Yes. Yeah.
So yeah, I think it actually the first question was like so. Like, what are you into? And I was like, I don't know.
She said nothing.
She's like, missionary's cool. Yeah.
I didn't even own a sex toy, I'll be honest.
I asked her what her fantasies were. She said, I don't have any. I was like,
oh, wow.
What do you mean, none?
Dang,
zero?
That's wild. You are a newbie.
So,
how wild. Yeah. So, yeah. Coming into this, for you, mm-hmm. how did you get over? Because I'm sure, like, there had to have been, like, some jealousy there. Or was there?
So, I mean, we've experienced jealousy every once in a while, right? It's just something, even if people are like, oh, I don't get jealous, mm-hmm. it's going to happen. Mm-hmm. And, like, I've learned to accept that. But really, from the beginning, I didn't really have any jealousy because I was very secure in us, and mm-hmm. that was kind of the foundation of it, that I was like, you know, he's coming home with me
yeah.
tonight,
mm-hmm.
and I'm going home with him, and we've got that, and we trust each other. I know that we can communicate, and, you know, if at any point, and he was always really good about reiterating this, he's so sweet, he was just like, you know, he's like, if you're not okay with this, you know, just say something, like, we'll have a word, you know, anything, and, mm-hmm. like, you know, this does not have to continue, and you know, we can be done, stuff like that. But it obviously continued, and yeah, just kind of grew,
really kind of worked out for you.
It did. So. In many ways, it really, like I said, it's just kind of surreal sometimes. Like, if you would have asked me at that point, like, if I would have thought we would have been here today, mm-hmm. I would have been like, you're crazy. Do you know me? You're crazy. But no, I'm glad it did.
I think that's the biggest thing we hear whenever anybody has the conversation about swingers, when you're out in the wild and you're talking to people
swingers
who aren't involved in it, you know what I mean? So when you have these conversations with people,
she must be having this conversation way more than me.
I mean, it comes up, you know, people talk
she
about it, but the one thing you always hear is, I could never, mm-hmm. I could never because, yeah. you know, of the jealousy, because mm-hmm. of trust issues and things like that. And I think that's a big part of being involved in the community, and I'm sure you guys would agree, is that trust is yeah. first and foremost
oh,
the
yeah.
most important thing.
Yeah, it is not, and I'm sorry I'm talking a lot, but it is not, you know, swinger and lifestyle and stuff like that is not a fixer for a relationship.
Yeah.
It is...
Neither
know,
is a
are,
baby, guys.
Right, exactly. Right.
You said we can take drinks. almost had a mess.
So yeah, precursor, you know, with trust and stuff like that, getting into it, it is very much paramount. And, you know, you have to be prepared. I think that at some point, you know, somebody might change their mind. And, mm-hmm. you know, somebody uncomfortably pushing somebody, you know, that's not going to be the way that you're, you know, going to, you know, meet other couples, have, you know, a good dynamic, or obviously in your own relationship. You know, you definitely want it to be healthy. You want to take it at your own pace. You know, we often discuss things after an experience and said, like, hey, what did you like? What did you not like? Did you like them? Like, should we do this again? What do you want to try? Like, all that stuff. So
mostly I like the part where they say yes.
It's ridiculous. So, yeah.
I would say it's definitely not for everybody.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
some people are like, do you think everybody should do it? No. I would think 99% of people probably shouldn't.
Yeah.
Because it will ruin your relationship if you're not absolutely ready for it. I mean, we've been in the lifestyle for 12 years. We've never had any issues. Mm-hmm. But we have seen plenty of people
I can imagine.
Dive in. They go nuts for 6 months, and then we never hear from them again. Closer? It's so loud in
That's
my ears.
Me, usually. I'm usually
down a little. You can bring it down a little.
Well, everybody's okay. always yelling about how loud I am, so I usually keep it away from me. But we've seen plenty of people go. That's really clear now. I like that. We see plenty of people go into the lifestyle. Like I said, dive in for 6 months. They go absolutely ham. And then you never hear from them again after that. And then you find out that it caused them to get a divorce. Because, and most of the time, it's because I would say the woman gives a little bit more attention to another guy than her husband was comfortable with, and he gets jealous. Men aren't great at communicating, self included, and I'd rather be like, nope, it's fine. I'll deal with it. And then they end up in a massive fight, or in the worst case, divorce. We've seen it several times, so it's definitely not for everybody. Yeah. But if you go in and you have pretty good communication, you can talk to each other even whenever it sucks. It's fine. It's totally fine.
Yep. Yeah. Regardless of swinging, relationship-wise, communication is key. 100%. Yep. You won't have longevity in anything if you aren't.
Right. Same relationship rules applies. You know, it's just kind of, you get a chance to exercise it in, I think, a great, fun way. But, you know, it takes time for that build-up, right? It takes steps. It's, and that's part of the beauty, I think, of it is that, you know, it's a journey. You know, like a lifestyle journey. I couldn't imagine doing it with anybody else.
Quit.
Aww. That's sweet.
Disgusting.
That's sweet.
He's
You've done it with a lot of other people.
I know, but you're my number one. Anyway.
So before this, what did you guys do for work?
I worked in corporate sales.
Nice.
I worked in the medical field.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm more of a science nerd, and
not me.
No. So yeah, that was kind of a transition out. You know, still hobbies and stuff like that, but yeah, obviously where we're at now and stuff, it kind of came to a head where we were like, hey, you know, this takes up a lot of time. It's a lot of fun, but it does require time, resources. Time being a big one of that. You know, and we'd like to kind of see where else it would take us. So.
So
we were like, sure.
I went full-time on it before she did, because whenever COVID happened, from my company, we got laid off with pay, and so I was in no rush to go back, and I started being able to put full-time into this, and the income, whenever I did that, skyrocketed, and so then I went, whenever they called us back to work, I went back to work for 2 months, and then one of our kids was born. We had a COVID baby, like everybody else, and so then I got 3 months off for paternity leave. And so I took that paid, and then you could take a year off unpaid. And I was like, let's try. And so I took a year off unpaid. And when they're like, hey, it's time to come back to work, I said, you know what? This has gone so well, I'm not coming back. And they were like, are you kidding me? You haven't worked in 2 years. I was like, I've worked a lot, just not for you.
Yeah. But like, we haven't seen any money in this.
Yeah. And then it took me another year and a half to get her to finally quit. And so. Now this is full time.
It was hard.
How long has it been full time now? Again,
A little over a year for me
since the end of 2020.
Yeah, wow. So still pretty recently, honestly, for me. And it was a huge transition. Most people would be like, "Oh, you know, it's like, oh, you're making I don't know how much exponential amount more money, but it really does exemplify that it's not just sex work and stuff like that. You know, it's great for us. It's worked out really well, but. You know, that's not all of who you are. We all have different hobbies and different things that, you know, we're interested in, stuff like that. So sometimes it is kind of a sacrifice, you know, to devote, you know, that amount of time into something. Mm-hmm.
So as far as content creation, how many hours are you guys putting in a day? Because I know there's editing that goes on. There's marketing. It's a job.
I don't know. What would you estimate? Because we tag team stuff, right? It's
isn't that the whole idea behind swinging?
Yeah.
I actually didn't mean that. That's great.
So it's you're always working, but you're also kind of never doing it.
Oh, yeah.
So I would say on the days that she's doing Well, I'll just go through like a typical day for me. I get up at the ass crack of 11 a.m.
Damn,
every single day.
That's so early.
Yeah. I sleep from like 5 a.m. to 11 a.m. That's my normal schedule.
And I'm a morning person. I'm up at 6:30.
I get up, I shower, I get dressed, and I head downstairs to my office, and I start kind of clipping things together. And I usually finish up around 2 o'clock, 2:30, and I'm done for the day.
Mm. Wow.
And then she usually will hop on to, here lately, she's been hopping on to Sex Panther. I don't know if you guys are familiar with that at all, but...
Yeah. What is that?
It's chatting, so it's pay per message, so people pay to text, or you can do video calls, and so she does video calls on there at $7.50 a minute, and she'll do that for a couple hours a day, and then basically 3:30 hits, and now it's family time. Mm-hmm. And so, because we have two little ones, and so we have family time until... very late until like 8:30 at night, and then that's pretty much our time to chill. Now we might work, if you can call it that, if you know, we get in Discord, play video games or something, and we're hanging out with fans or something.
I mean, a sexy Discord, though.
Yeah, we would be doing that anyway.
Oh,
yeah.
So you're like, it's really work, but it's a good time.
Yeah.
That's what I mean. It's just like, it's great.
The actual work part's pretty intermittent, because the thing that's the most difficult is whenever we find somebody that we want to collaborate with, it's paperwork. It's a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
So doing all the ID verifications, because everybody has to be age verified by each individual site. We're on 4 that we monetize, and, well, I guess 5, but we have to do individual verifications and ID paperwork and all that for each one of them.
Oh,
and
wow.
So that coordinating schedules and then getting all the paperwork done sometimes takes the sexy out of it.
Oh, yeah.
So now we try to get it done, you know, a week beforehand. That way, whenever it's time to actually have the fun, we can just focus on the fun.
Yeah.
So, that makes sense. It takes a lot in preparing. You know, we obviously love to, you know, get together with friends and stuff like that. But, it is a lot of work. But, yeah, I would say that I probably have it a lot easier as far as the work part goes. I do not, like video editing and stuff like that is just not my deal. I prefer just to be, you know, like behind the camera and stuff. So
thank you to BetterHelp for sponsoring this episode. BetterHelp is the world's largest therapy service, and it's 100% online. With BetterHelp, you can tap into a network of over 25,000 licensed and experienced therapists who can help you with a wide range of issues. To get started, you just answer a few questions about your needs and preferences in therapy. That way, BetterHelp can match you with the right therapist from their network. Then you could talk to your therapist however you feel comfortable, whether it's via text, chat, phone, or video call. You can message your therapist at any time and schedule live sessions when it's convenient for you. If your therapist isn't the right fit for any reason, you can switch to a new therapist at no additional charge. With BetterHelp, you get the same professionalism and quality you expect from in-office therapy, but with a therapist who is custom-picked for you, more scheduling flexibility, and at a more affordable price. Get 10% off your first month at BetterHelp.com/TheBarn. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/TheBarn.
I don't really edit a whole lot. I like, because our kind of whole thing is that it's real.
It's amateur. It's raw. Yeah, it's more amateur.
Amateur.
But flipping out. Yeah.
It's what we would be doing even if we weren't posting it online. Mm-hmm. Oh, so the only editing that I'll do is if she farts or something, I'll cut that out. And then I'll like.
But you always like at first zoom in and just send her a video and be like, hey, do I leave this in or do I cut this in?
I usually embarrass myself. It's not even like that.
But then I'll throw up like little banners on it, you know, if we're advertising on Reddit or X or you whatever, and put up a big banner that has both or one or both of our names on it so that people know where to go to find us and follow us and all that kind of stuff. Just typical ad stuff like that. But as far as editing the actual content, unless we have multiple camera angles, which I'm lazy as hell, I'm usually like throw an iPad up and hit record and that's good enough. But they're you know, if we're collabing with other people, they like to get multiple camera angles. So then I'll go and I'll, you know, if you got 10 minutes of man butt the whole time, and then I'll like cut that.
Doesn't really sell that well.
No, it's not great. So I'll like, okay, let me cut this 10 minutes and go to one of the other angles for that 10 minute section and then go back to it. But The editing doesn't take all that long.
Yeah.
So, that is that.
That is very fun.
Man, editing a podcast is way fucking harder.
You feel gypped right now.
And way less fun.
Yeah, I know. Like I said, multiple times, like we're so fortunate, and, you know, I think it was a good point that Drew made, is that a lot of people, you know, maybe didn't know us before we were doing content. So there's kind of stigma with that, honestly, a lot too. And something that I kind of didn't anticipate is that, you know, being in swinging and then doing content, it's like people that don't do content are like, oh, do you ever just have fun for, you know, having fun? We're like, yes, we do. But like, if I can watch it over again, I want to. So, right? Like, what's the harm in doing it? You know, and not everybody's okay with being on camera. I'm totally accepting them. That's totally fine. Mm. Like, I don't look at them and it's like, oh, you're not doing content. What are you doing? Yeah, like, you're not doing it right. I don't tell people what they need to do in their bedroom. Like, I don't care.
Well, there are plenty of people that go to, like, the swinger parties and stuff that only do content. And it's a pretty reasonable reaction for people be like, oh, well, they're just here for content. Like,
Nope,
we're here for the ass. But if we can get content, great. But if not, that's not that big a deal.
It's like everybody has different flavors. And I think, you know, that's another welcoming thing about it. It's like, you know, like they're there too. They're paying to be there. They're doing their thing. Like, you know, let everybody be happy. Like, you know, I love that about it. But it does, you know, sometimes kind of be like, I don't know. I don't know the right word to say, but, you know, it kind of just separates, you know, some people where they're like, you know, just assume certain things, but
there's just a stigma attached to the content creation side of it.
Well, some people might think
we're not real swingers. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, that or some people think like, oh, you know, they're locally, you know, famous. You know, so we get it a lot. It sounds stupid. We get it all the time. We'll be at a party or something, and then afterwards we'll get a message, either me or her, that says, hey, saw you at the party over at the thing, but, you know, we didn't want to bother you. And I'm like, that's ridiculous.
I want people to come talk to me.
Yeah.
We get that in public, though, now that, like, you know, with the, you know, on our platforms and stuff like that, we'll get people, like, I'll be at the grocery store or something like that, and, like, somebody will message and stuff like that. And people are very respectful. I'm like, thank you for not coming up to me if, like, I'm with, like, family or people just me. Like, thank you for that. But, like, I always encourage everybody. I was like, come up and say hi. I was like, thanks. Like, you don't have to feel, like, scared of me. Like, that's the last thing that I want. I don't want people to think, like, I'm some, like, snooty person like, whatever. Like, I don't like that stigma because I feel like I bend over backwards to try to make other people feel comfortable because I know people wouldn't believe it now, but I still tend to be kind of an introvert at first. And I remember how it is to be, like, scared and not really know how to, like, talk to people or to approach people, especially when it comes to, like, you know, dicey conversations and stuff like that. We just kind of aim, at least for me, kind of one of my big motivations with lifestyle and our content stuff is just to show the world that, like, sex does not have to be shameful and not bad. And it can be, I mean, it is beautiful, and, you know, it can be really fun, yes, if you're into that. I mean, I think these conversations are really important to start that, you know, so that it's not just, like, this hush-hush, and just people don't talk about it, and people's minds never change. Like, how are we ever going to change anything in the world if we don't talk about it?
So, right.
Yeah. Here we are.
Yes. So a thing about, like, the stigma that's attached to content creation and attached to swinging as well. Mm-hmm. So how was it for you guys when people in your life started finding out?
Just depends on who it was. I mean, I really feel like the people that are closest to us didn't change anything. And that's how I know, like, my core people. I'm completely understanding that everybody's going to accept it, like it, whatever. Mm-hmm. But, you know, there was equally the opposite side. I feel like I had more of an issue with it. I don't want to say if it's girls. Probably.
It's harder for girls, for sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, I was like, guys, get the fist bump. Yeah. You know, it's like, hey. Yeah. And girls
we're all
are
just whores.
Yeah, exactly. Cool.
Great,
yeah.
Love it.
Yeah, and I was like, you know, it's kind of like, it's just annoying. But, you know, it's like people that I knew for, like, over 10 years.
Blues game's coming on, sorry. Oh,
okay. People that I knew for, like, over 10 years and stuff like that, you know, as soon as they found out, it's like, they're, like, just weird about it. And I'm like, the only thing that's changed is that now you know something about
right.
me. Yeah. I was like, when you were having interactions and you were talking to me and I'm going about my daily basis, like, you know, and that, like, it really just shows, you know, shows me who's you know, who's real and who's not and stuff like that. But I accept it. I was like, it's fine.
I had
like,
a totally different experience.
Yeah.
I was, like I said, corporate sales. I was at work, and one of the guys was like, hey, saw you in a video. I was like, nice. And I go, what video is that? And he goes, it was a lot of them, actually.
Oh, my gosh.
He's like, once I saw the first one, I just kept watching all of them.
He said, you're a lucky son of a bitch. I said, yep, I sure am. And that was basically the end of it. Then we would go to bars after work or go to the golf course or whatever. And every time we went up to buy drinks, like, oh, it's on him because he's got two incomes.
Oh,
you know,
no.
Stuff that just kind of screwed me like that.
Yeah.
And, I didn't have any of the backlash. Yeah. The closest thing to backlash I got was I was sitting down and my mom texted me and she said, son, I just heard from a friend at work that you have a video on the internet. So I responded and said, mom, I have a lot of videos on the internet.
Oh.
And she goes, why would you do that? And I know how my mom thinks. So I just screenshotted the bank statement and sent it to her. She goes, you do you, buddy.
Oh, yeah.
That was
so
it. We've
fun.
Never talked
She's
about
like,
it again.
How do I get into this?
Tell me more.
We've never talked about it again. My brother knows. We just don't talk about it. We hang out all the time. Doesn't come up.
That's the usual response. That's how it should be. It's like, okay. Yeah. Like, curiosity over judgment, right? It's like, if you have questions, great.
Yeah,
like, I love answering questions. But I know that whenever somebody comes to me and they have a question, I'm like, thank you. First of all, because I know, you're not trying to piece things together by talking to everybody else that's not involved.
I'm sure people make a lot of assumptions.
Oh, yes. And it's usually, that's like the bad thing, that projections, like, it's usually off of their own insecurities.
Yeah.
And, I kind of get, the brunt of that because it's like people assume like, oh, you're trying to steal my husband and this and that. It's like, no, I have no desire and I'm not like out there like sending, this to, I can't control what people look at on the internet. But, I think that's like the first thing that people assumed to me. Like, I'm a threat. Like, I'm a bad person because I do sex work. It's like, you don't have to look, right?
Yeah.
It's like, so anyway.
Yeah, it seems like if they've got a problem with that, their problem is with their husband, not you.
Yeah,
exactly. I was like, and those are normal conversations like you should be having anyway. It's like, okay, but I'm a target. It's fine. And I fully accept that. Like, I knew that going in. I'm not like, this is unfair. Out on the internet and I put myself out on the internet and I have backlash and hate. I get it all the time. We get hate comments. We get like this and that. Everybody has different beliefs. It's fine. But it's like, how easy it is to just scroll on.
Oh, right.
Like,
by the way, bring on the hate comments because some of our most engaged posts on X.
Yeah. He's a confrontational person.
Oh,
he loves
I don't.
It.
It doesn't bother me at all. Somebody posted a video. It was like a trend for a while where a guy is like sitting there playing PlayStation or something, and then his girlfriend like crawls up to him, starts putting her hair up in a ponytail like she's going to go down on him, but then she just reaches under the couch and gets something. You can see the guy like become elated, but then like totally down.
Yeah.
And so she made a comment on there about how like, hey, maybe you girls should do that for your husband once in a while because it'd be kind of a cool thing to do. That thing blew up to almost 2 million views because everybody was screaming in the comments at one another about it.
Gosh.
And something like, oh, yeah, well, we're not all just, cum sluts and all this kind of. And they were saying they're calling
like,
her.
Why not though?
They were calling her fat and ugly and all this kind of stuff.
Oh,
like,
my gosh. People are
ridiculous. That's what they always go to. That's just the way it always goes,
so,
right?
People are crazy.
I'm looking at it and I'm just grinning ear to ear because it has 2 million views and it just keeps going up. And I'm like, this is the best. Like,
that's the best publicity you could get right there.
Oh,
Howard, Howard Stern said that. He said he's got more haters that watch him than people that love him.
What's the gif of Michael Jackson eating popcorn? Like, that's it's different perspectives.
And where people mess up is when they actually engage with it and like, if the commenter gets a rise out of you for something and you get 500 positive comments, one bad one, and they engage with the bad one, come on, bad look, don't do that.
Exactly, yeah.
So you get that, too.
I got to hold myself back sometimes. Sometimes I see something, I'm like, I'm going to say some shit here.
I'm
going to
tell them.
I did have one where somebody was just insistent, like on every single post would say something. And so I did a little doxing in my own and sent him a screenshot of his house. And then he didn't comment ever again. His account was deleted.
Hey, that works.
I was going to say. People get like shady and stuff like that. They think like they're going to, or like this even happens to blackmail. Like people are I'm going to tell your, it's like everybody knows.
Yeah,
it's like,
tell.
Really,
it's
like did you not find this on the internet?
Right. But people do. And like, I'm sure that there's people out there that fall victim to it, which I am sympathetic for. It's like, you know, don't do that. Don't give them that power. Don't give that, you know.
Yeah.
I got a request on Cash App for $400. And I was like, a request? Like, that's a good scam. Just send my request and some idiot thinks you're trying to pay.
Yeah. People do that all the time.
So I declined. And then I get another request for $400 and it says, check Instagram. I'm like, shit, I don't have an Instagram. And so this is my Cash App. And so I'm looking at it. I'm like, maybe I did have an Instagram like a long time ago. And so I went and looked up my personal Instagram and I did have one from like 2011 or something. And it was screenshots of my personal Facebook and pictures of like my mom and stuff. And like, I'm going to out you if you don't send $400. I'm like, go for it, man. Like, yeah. My face is all over everything. My mom knows, like everybody knows. Like, we're not secret about it at all. So
you should have just been like, no. Like, they're gonna be free advertising for you out there, telling everybody all about your channel.
What you should have been is you should have been like, okay, hang on, it's messing up, and you send them a request.
Yeah.
And maybe they accidentally pay you.
There you go. Yeah.
But after I was like, go for it, man. We don't care. Like, like, thanks for the publicity.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. You know, if you do that, then I'm gonna get on the news or something.
Yeah. So. You're like, hey, if you don't mind, tag me on that Instagram.
I'm sure this happens though too. It's like, it's a whole other world that I didn't anticipate, I guess. And he probably is like, oh yeah, this happens all the time. But like, you know, that as soon as somebody sees somebody else being like a little bit successful, you know, in whatever venue, they're like, I gotta have some of that. Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. Which most of the time we're like, yes, we want everybody to like be part of it if you can. Like, you know, we do collabs with people and, you know, we just have like great friends and, you know, like we want to reach back and help bring them up too. Like, we started from nothing too, so we understand. But some people want to claw and scratch and bite their way to the top, and I'm like, that's not how we operate, and, you know, we don't tolerate that either. So, you know, I usually try to we're pretty good about kind of keeping out the riffraff, but it tries to get through every once in a while. We're just like,
there's not a lot of it.
So
there's really not that. There's really not that much of it. Most people kind of, you need people to work with in this, obviously. So
yeah.
So everybody's usually pretty good to jump on and jump in.
That differentiates, you know, the successful ones, I think, from the unsuccessful ones. Whether it's content creation or swinging, I mean, really, you don't make friends in the lifestyle if you can't act like a good person, right? If you can't use basic human decency, you know, you're not going to go far. So. Some people that try to cheat that, they find out. So, yeah. I don't know what else.
You okay?
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm great.
Why? I just noted you were...
My hands are cold.
Double fisted.
Oh, my gosh. She's a baby. You're a baby.
I don't know why. I'm freezing today.
I'm always
That's
cold.
What she said
I'm
on always the walk down here.
That's why I was wearing my little jacket.
I was like, you're insane. It is beautiful out
it
here.
It is really nice.
I'm usually not a cold person. I was sitting in my office today doing some editing and stuff and messing around with how to live stream from the computer on X and all that. Oh, yeah. I'm like, God, it is so cold down here. And then we're riding down here. I had the air conditioner off. And she's like, she's like naked in the car live streaming.
I wasn't fully naked, but and
pretty close.
There.
Okay. And so, and she's like, can we turn on the AC? And I'm like, God, I'm gonna die.
Yeah, it's hard to dress in Missouri, and I feel like this is like a meme too, but it's like, if it wasn't for the wind, it'd be nice. And it's like, always. I don't know why the wind has been so bad this time of year, but anyway.
Worst.
Yeah. This area, I feel like where we're at right here is just like a fucking wind tunnel.
It is.
All
it comes
the time.
Right down. It comes right down. And our house, it's pretty up high on a hill too, so like we get that. Sometimes it sounds like the windows are gonna blow out, but but yeah. So
no, windows stay fine. It just rips the shingles off the roof.
That's true. Yes, it does. We found that out. Love.
Hey guys, it's Tippy here from the Tippy Joe Show, and I want to talk about mental health. You guys know that we are huge mental health advocates, and we are all about getting the help that you need. And one great way to do that is with BetterHelp.com. BetterHelp.com is the world's largest therapy network, and it is 100% online. And with over 30,000 licensed and experienced professionals, there is definitely somebody there that is going to suit your needs. It's so easy to get started. You just answer a couple of questions about your therapy needs, and they'll match you with a therapist that's right for you. But if for whatever reason that therapist isn't a good fit for you, you can switch to a new therapist, no problem. And BetterHelp makes it super easy to communicate with your therapist. You can text, you can call, you can video chat. Whatever feels right to you, they're there waiting to listen. And the best part is you can get 10% off your first month's service by going to betterhelp.com/thebarn. That's betterhelp.com/thebarn. Bye.
Smoketail Valhalla is a veteran-owned small business carrying a variety of products that are sure to spark joy. Looking to add to your collection? They carry so many fun and funky pieces made from acrylic, glass, wood, and silicone. No matter if happiness comes to you in the form of wax, flower, or nicotine vapes, Smoke Till Valhalla has you covered. Our absolute favorite thing about Smoke Till Valhalla is the space they dedicate to local artists. And for all of my fellow witchy friends, don't forget to check out the apothecary room while you're there. This room may be small, but don't let that fool you. This place is packed with items that are perfect for clearing your space, clearing your head, and getting in touch with your higher self. And don't you think for a second they forgot our crystal girlies. Smoke Till Valhalla, 619 Center Street, Bismarck, Missouri.
I was thinking, as far as like lifestyle stuff.
Yeah,
we've got some horror stories. We've got some awesome stories.
We'd love to hear that.
What's your horror?
Just to entertain. Yeah. So.
I mean, we've got all kinds of stories.
You guys should start your own podcast.
So actually, I just got approved on Apple Podcasts today.
Yeah. Did you?
Yeah.
How exciting!
It's gonna be. I think it's just called Swings. I got a logo made and everything.
Nice.
But it's just straight up interviewing other swingers and content creators.
Yeah.
And just to tell funny stories. Like,
that's awesome.
Not a whole lot of origin stuff. Just like, hey, what's the craziest thing that you've been through? Yeah. You know, and if that turned into a 10-minute story, that's good enough for an episode.
Yeah.
Just short form like that.
Yeah.
Well, the shorter your videos are, the more.
Hell yeah.
Watching you're gonna get of it, so
yes, our attention span for most
people. It is insane.
Yeah. So we don't usually do any kind of like kiss and tell stuff, obviously, but we don't use any names or anything. But a couple of years ago we took our first venture down into Mexico and we went to Temptations Resort at Cancun. It's a topless resort, it's not nude. We thought there'd be a lot of swingers. There weren't. It's just it's like spring break for 35-year-olds.
There's boobies.
Just like, a lot of people talking shit like they are.
Yeah, exactly. So I found a forum for people that were traveling into that resort and that were swingers. And so I hit up this couple. This woman was beautiful. They're from Ukraine. Gorgeous. Like one of the best looking chicks I've ever seen in my life. And they're interested. I'm all about it. We go out on the boobs cruise. They have a boobs cruise down there. It's called the boobs cruise. Whenever you get on, you're not allowed to have a shirt. It doesn't matter if you're male or female. And they take all the women's tops and they tie them up on the flagpole from the very top.
Flying
and then
high.
They walk around serving. It's just a couple of guys walk around serving margaritas and stuff. And you get tanked. And then at the front of the boat, they had a blowjob contest. And so I was like, let's go. So I ripped my pants off. And so did the people that were with us. And this guy comes over and he starts like, get close to me. I'm like, whoa, easy, you know? And he's like, oh, it's just whipped cream. So he put like whipped cream on me and she was sucking it off.
It was fun.
But the Ukrainian couple.
Where'd the horror story go?
Yeah, no, this is the good
thing. Sounds very nice.
So, the point is, you're out there having a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. It's super hot and like heat hot, you know?
Yeah.
And you're drinking way too much. You're dehydrated.
Oh.
We get off the boobs cruise finally after several hours. And we're like, we're going to go.
A grueling 7 hours on the boobs cruise.
Honestly, 7 hours on a boat.
That was the good part. That was the good part. We're like, hey, we're stinky and sweaty, so let's not do this now. Let's go have a shower, freshen up, go to dinner at the resort, and then we'll head back out to the party, maybe have some fun, whatever. So we do that. We get to dinner. We have a reservation at the nicest restaurant at the resort. It's one of the ones that's not crazy. It's like actual sit down.
You had to put a top on to get in.
Oh, yeah.
Some of them you don't, you know? Yeah. And so we get in there and I'm like, yes, this is going to go down. And they are still so drunk and so loud that they are screaming, yeah, we're going to fuck tonight.
Like, oh,
just screaming across the table and to the point where like they were like reaching over the table, like grabbing one another, making out across the table.
It almost flipped.
It started to tilt and I like had to hold on to it and people are staring at us. And
you're
like,
we're trying to be
God.
Discreet, man. Chill out.
Yeah. And so, yeah, that didn't turn out.
Yeah.
That didn't turn out at all.
We don't, unfortunately, I know. And sometimes it's like, you know, and sometimes I'm probably sure I've been responsible for this before. Maybe not on that level, but I did ruin an international orgy. So.
Yeah, true. I tried to put that out of my memory.
Yeah. Sorry, babe. So this was also at the same time or whatever. The last night of the the trip, tequila. To kill you. there was, we were dancing and stuff, and they had like a, it was like a glow party thing, and everybody, like, and we were with a group, and yeah, so whenever I drink, I get like the Energized Bunny, and I'm just like Miss Social, and I was like all around and like talking to everybody. I don't know, I'm like just making out, whatever.
I said my whole goal in Mexico was to have sex with a little Hispanic chick, you know?
She's a bucket list. Anyway, bucket list.
He's one from every country. I'm yes, marking them all.
Yes. So actually, we met a couple. Actually, he was doing all the talking, organizing. He came up. He's like, hey, we're going to do this international orgy. I'm like, okay. Just like whatever, well, dancing.
So one of the guys that we were there with, he just turns around. He's making out with some chick. And I'm like, damn. And I said, I'll have what he's having. So she started making out with me. And I was like, is this your wife? He goes, no. I was like, well, I said, well, who are you? And she goes, oh, I'm just down here recruiting for the orgy. I was like, oh, yeah?
You're like, tell me more.
And, but she has like she has an accent. So I'm like, are you a local? She goes, yeah, we have like a penthouse suite here all year round. And we live like just down the road. And I was like, nice. She goes, Who are you here with? And I pointed her out. She goes, would you guys like to come to the international orgy? I said, tell me more. She goes, well, you guys are Americans, right? I said, yeah. She goes, okay. So she got us. They had some people from Jamaica, Germany, Canada, like yeah. all over the place.
Damn. Yeah, like, melting pot.
Like eight, nine countries. And they're all couples. We're going to go up to their penthouse suite and have this sort. So I'm like, babe. We got to go.
You're like, I thought I was just going to mark off Mexico, but I can hit a bunch of them right now.
You know, I'm going to
put those maps,
that map.
Put the pins. Like. Yeah.
So I turn over to her. She goes, I just need to get something to eat first. Okay? They have these little like.
No,
burger.
I took off my shoes.
Yeah.
And then I had to get
She had these big platform high heels on. That looked great. But we go over to this little thing. They had a grill out there. They're cooking burgers. Got her a burger. She sits down, and she's kind of doing this. This burger is so good. And I'm like, oh, shit. And so we start walking back to change to go up to this orgy. And she stops to go into the restroom. She comes back out. She goes, I'm just too tired.
Oh,
it's our last night. So now I'm laying in bed with her. I can hear the music from the party still going. I know what's happening up on the penthouse.
You're like, I can't go without you. Wake up.
Yeah, exactly. Ticket to ride.
Yeah.
She's my ticket to ride at that thing. So I'm laying in bed. We have a flight in about 5 hours. I'm hard as a rock staring at the ceiling, and there's nothing I can do about it.
I'm sorry. I still feel such remorse for this. But I have ruined many things just because, like, I am a girl who needs her sleep. And I get made fun of so hard for being like, hey, where's your wife at? And she's like, she's sleeping. And I'm like, sorry. It's like, when I'm done, I'm done. So, like, I gotta go. And I cannot stop, you know, until I'm ready.
Tell them about Glove Box Tacos.
You tell. It's funnier whenever you tell it, because that just makes me sound like a fatty. So
we go to these parties quite a bit. They have a couple a month, and we get there usually around 8 o'clock, 8:30, something like that, because it usually gets popping around 9 or 10. And by 9 or 10, she's ready to go, because she's hungry and she has to eat now.
Well, it depends on where we're
no
at.
Waiting. No, it does. It does not. It
open?
Doesn't matter. You're hungry, and we have to eat now.
I'm always hungry, okay.
Like, I don't get how I'm the chubby one. She eats all the time. So we have to constantly leave these parties just as things are starting to pop off. And so I was like, I'm not dealing with this shit anymore. And so we started going to Taco Bell before every party.
Oh, my God.
Getting some tacos, burritos, whatever, and just throwing them in the glove box.
That's honestly so genius.
It is.
The first time, I didn't tell her that I did it. And we just put them in there, and she goes, I'm hungry. We got to go now. I was like, no. We're going to go outside. We're going to have some glove box tacos.
Oh, I love that.
We're going to go back in and continue to party. So she goes out there. She's like, double fist and five-layer burritos, sour cream squirting everywhere.
When you did the pantomime, I wasn't sure if you were in the car with the taco. Or in the party.
I don't know.
Yeah, well,
I was like, what are we?
We were trying to get to the point of the party.
We had to go out for burritos. Like, sure.
It was great. So
that's a staple now. We have to do that.
That's hilarious. I love that.
We've learned how to adapt. You know, he's learned how to, you know, help my princess needs over here. So.
That is too cute.
Yeah.
So is that your worst horror story?
Be nice.
I'm trying to think of what the worst one his. We had one that was really awkward because like that one was kind of embarrassing. But yeah. at the end of the day, it was in another country, so who really gives a shit?
Yeah. I was gonna say this probably happens on some level to everybody if you're in a lifestyle long enough. And this is not to throw shade. It's just like. It happens. I'm going to be that person at one point. Maybe. Hopefully not. Hopefully, like, we've learned a little bit, but...
Yeah, so circling back on the jealousy thing, we had an awkward one time. Yeah. There was a couple where I had played with his wife a few times at parties and stuff. Like, he would come up to me and be like, hey, you should go do this tour or whatever. All right, well, you don't have to tell me twice. So we've messed around a few times.
You're
but
cracking
then,
him up over here. He is just loving this.
I got real stoned before this, and I love you, man. You're hilarious.
So we finally get them to come back to our place after a party one time. We're going to do this foursome, you know, just swinging, no content, none of that crap. And, we're in the bedroom, and all of a sudden, I think she was gone. Like, the other chick was gone. And I'm like, wait a second. This is looking like a threesome here. What's going on? And he's like, I should go check on her. Didn't think anything of it. Maybe she just went to the bathroom real quick or something. And then all of a sudden, I can hear, like, whisper yelling from the kitchen. I'm like, oh, crap. So we're both naked, like.
It's at your house?
That's at our house, yeah.
Fuck.
So we're both naked in the bedroom.
can't escape.
Kind of killing the mood here a little bit. So we give him about 10 or 15 minutes, and I was like, this doesn't sound like it's going to happen tonight. So I had to very awkwardly get an Uber and then walk out and tell them to take it to the driveway, and their ride would be here shortly.
That was
pretty awkward.
We just didn't want things to escalate. Like, from a safety perspective, too. I was like, I don't want things to escalate here. I was like, we're going to make the executive decision that, like, this is not the time or place for this to happen.
Yeah.
And, you know, we wish the best to you guys, but, you know, it's not...
Yeah, we're still friends. That's fine.
Not going to happen.
They know
tonight.
It was awkward. We know it was awkward.
Yeah.
It happened.
But you move on.
Yeah.
You live and you learn.
I imagine in that situation, everyone realizes how awkward that is.
Yeah. I'm sure they felt bad about it.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah. So I'm assuming those people decided the lifestyle was not for them.
I think they're still LS.
They did move away though. They don't live around here anymore, so they're a few states over now.
Yeah.
But I don't know exactly what they're doing. Yeah. It's been probably at least 6 months since I've spoken to either one of them. But we did have some actually good stories.
Yeah.
Like,
we do have some good stories.
NSW. Well,
you have some great stories.
The massage last year. That was a pretty good one.
Yeah. Sexy massage.
Like she said, so she really enjoys her sleep.
I'm a princess.
And I'm a late night guy. Well, we're at this NSW. It's a 5-day party. And she does not 5-day party. So... It's like she'll stay up to like 1 a.m. The next night she's in bed by 8.
Oh.
So
you're like a day and a half party.
Yeah, I need like a recovery period. And when, I don't know when it's going to strike. And I'm just like, I'm good. I'm going to coast for a little bit.
So she was one of the nights she said, babe, I really don't feel like messing around with anybody tonight. I don't really feel like partying. Let's just chill in the room. And that sounds like a death sentence to me. Well, she goes, I could really go for a massage, though. Like, if you know somebody that's doing massages or something, because they do have vendors and stuff. And I was like, wait, I did see a guy at the room crawl. Him and his wife had a presidential suite, and they had a massage table set up. Let me see if they do massages or something. So I just put in the big event group chat, like, hey, whoever was in that room, you doing massages? They said, yeah, we'll do one. I said, okay, I'm sending my wife down. So she goes down there. I go with her. And I was like, hey, if I keep your face out of this, like, would you mind signing the paperwork and recording? He said, I don't care. So it's an erotic massage. Didn't know that. Should have guessed, but didn't know that.
I mean, if you rub my butt cheeks, I'm in.
Yeah, so we're not doing any playing tonight. We're not doing anything like that. She gets naked, gets on the table. I didn't realize he was going to also be naked, so that was a little awkward. And it's just a normal massage. Nothing crazy, nothing weird, except the naked part. And, and about 15 minutes in, I noticed that her hips start bucking a little bit. I'm like, uh-oh. He's not picking up on the hint. Or if he is, he's really respectful. So that's good.
He's very respectful.
So me and this guy's wife are just like hanging out watching, you know. And I got the camera just for a little massage thing. And then I bet it was 45 minutes in, he leans over and he goes, are you okay with me touching your pussy? And she
hey,
just,
at least he was nice. Yeah,
she didn't say a word. Yes. She didn't say a word, and she just started nodding her head fiercely. Yes.
Please.
And so he starts massaging there too. She ends up getting off, and then he's like, "Do you want me to do you want to keep the massage going? It's probably been an hour at this point. And he's like, do you want me to like keep this massage going? And she's like, I need some dick. And he's and he was like, okay, I can record it for you guys. And she's like, no, my God. And so she's like grabbing a hold of his junk during the massage. He's just not getting a hint, or he's super respectful.
This is my alter ego. Yeah.
I like that she's like, I'm all shy. And then you're like, no, she's fucking not. Yeah.
Well, in the moment. Yeah. So I'm like, dude, oh my Guilty. God. So I like grab her, bend her over the table, I'm like, just go for it, man. And so he's like, oh, he's like freaked out. So he does, and then I do, and then I go back to the room, and our friend Brianna was up there. She's like, how was the massage? And she's like, her hair's all messed up. and so we made this guy's whole life, I'm pretty sure, because then our friend Brianna goes down there, gets a massage. Something similar happens, but not quite. And then our friend tall girl Allie on X, and she goes, would he do a third one? And I was like, hey, you want to do a third one? He's like, hell yeah.
That is so funny.
I'm sure after the first one, he's like, I'm only going like 15 minutes, and then
that's
I'm asking.
So funny. Yeah. You really set him up for success.
He was a trooper, though.
Yeah. So he's a trooper. Now him and his wife both do content, so that's pretty cool.
Oh, nice.
Oh, good for them.
Yeah.
That's cool.
And he was like, dude, that made my entire year.
It was hot for me.
Yeah, I wasn't even playing.
Yeah. Not expecting it at all. And those are the best things when just things happen organically. It's like, yes, you know, we plan things and there's a certain amount of like, you know, preparation and stuff like that. But whenever things just happen and then we have like stories, like it's great. Like the next day when you wake up and you're like, what is our life?
Yeah.
But in a good way. I'm like, wow, that was really, really, really fun. So yeah, I've had some pretty fun experiences too. So.
Yeah, I got stories for days. I can go on and on and on.
He loves to tell. This is why you're perfect for hosting a podcast too. So
I think you should. I think you guys should. I mean, you're about to, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've got everything set up, RSS feed and all that kind of stuff. So I'm ready to just start recording and then getting it up there.
Nice.
So it's got to be figure out what's allowed on YouTube and what isn't.
Yeah.
And edit around it and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Like you got some experienced people here.
You're going to get a lot of flags, man. A lot of flags. Yeah. I can
That's all right.
We're pretty used to like getting
using
like
it, you're using it to direct, right?
You're using it more
to direct traffic. Yeah, you could definitely drive traffic to where they could actually see more than what's on YouTube.
We have to do that a lot as it is, too. And that's like one thing people don't understand, too, is like, you know, we have to play by the rules, right, on like each thing. Mm-hmm. So like I have to especially like remember, I'm like, oh, can't show this here, but I can show it here, or you know, I can't use this word here, like certain like flagged words or something like that, like because you know it doesn't sound like a big deal, but it is, because like you can compromise like your whole account and then all these followers that you have, all this time that it's taken to build, because it's not been easy.
Well, TikTok sucks. I hate TikTok.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
we had 700,000 followers on TikTok.
Oh wow!
Dang!
And then it got, our best video had like 17 million views.
Holy shit!
Something like that.
Yeah.
And it got so we would get these strikes all the time, and it's just automated. Mm-hmm. And so we would appeal, and we won every single time, and they reinstated the video. Then one day we log in and it says you've been permanently banned. And I'm like, for what?
Right.
And so I sent an email and I actually got one back that said too many content warnings. And I was like, but I've appealed them all and won them all.
Yeah.
And they're like, well, it's just triggering it too much. So
you're making our robots work too hard.
So, yeah. This artificial intelligence can't handle that amount of work.
Right. I was so ticked off. So and now we're back on TikTok on like our, I don't know, 30th account or something.
Oh, man.
A lot more vanilla.
Yeah, we try to keep it a lot more vanilla, but, you know, it's a little harder to gain the followers there. But the thing is, I should be able to post the same stuff I did, because it didn't violate the community guidelines, because we appealed and won every single time. So we've tried to move a lot of that stuff over to Clapper. We're brand new on Clapper. It's just TikTok, but a little more lenient.
Basically, I haven't heard of that.
You never heard
of
it? So,
just to turn on lights.
It's like, one of our newer platforms that we're on. So
they don't, they claim anyway that they don't do any algorithmic manipulation. So, like you can say OnlyFans on there and you won't get automatically
shadow
muted
banned or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. It's totally fine. You can be a little more scantily clad. You still can't show any actual nudity and it, like even butt cheeks. Like if it shows for more than like a couple of seconds, it's like, well, you're focusing now and we don't want that.
Mm-hmm.
That's all fine. But you can actually say things and it's not bannable, and they claim that they don't de-amplify you for having like more explicit type of content, because in your settings you can opt in or out of it. and it you can flag it to where it's like only 18 plus, which mm-hmm. we obviously
yeah,
do.
So
we like Clapper a lot, but we are brand new on there, so we maybe have a couple hundred followers there. Yeah.
You should talk a little bit about what you do.
Oh, yeah, I guess so. That'd probably be a good thing. So, full-time content creators, mm-hmm. but I also own a consulting business for established or up-and-coming, like, content creators, sex workers, whatever. So, I have, at my peak, I had 88 clients. I'm down to, I cut it down to 53 now.
Dang, that's a lot, though. That's a lot.
Yeah.
I have a bunch. So, I do, now it's more focused like bi-weekly meetings. We'll go through some analytics. I'll help keep them to a schedule, tell them what content they should make or shouldn't make. Or, you know, they choose their own content, but mm-hmm. it's like, well, you did that, but this angle sucks or that lighting is trash or, mm-hmm. you know, whatever. I'm sometimes a little too blunt with them, I think, but okay. I go through, like, the goal is to make them well.
Like, sometimes I'm hurting feelings, but I don't mean to. Right.
I really don't. I just want them to be better.
Anybody that knows him knows he's, like, a nice asshole, though. It's like,
that's
you know,
so
he
funny.
Can say things, thanks. And then he's like, you know.
But I want them to be successful. And, you know, so if they're, you know, if I say you need to have this, and this by this time, and you don't, you're going to hear about it a lot because it is my opinion that you don't have to go to college to be successful, especially for this, for God's sake.
Better if you don't.
Yeah. Well, honestly,
just start early.
College would be a great time.
Yeah.
But
so, down for us.
You don't have to have like a ton of like college education to do most things business related. Mm-hmm. You just need to be driven and consistent.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And honestly, if you're just consistent, that's probably good enough. It might take you a while, but you'll get there. So I kind of keep people accountable. I teach them each platform. So I have some clients that just like, hey, I want to learn how to use Reddit effectively. So I'm like, mm-hmm. all right, it's going to be this much for an hour. I'm going to teach you everything I know about Reddit. It's going to evolve because it's tech. So it's mm-hmm. going to evolve all the time. So if you need a refresher, I'll only charge you a little bit, like way less, because we only need to cover the new stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I do that for 15, 20 different platforms. Or I have some regular like subscriber content where people will pay me a monthly fee. We meet up every couple of weeks. We go through analytics. I will help them to reach out to people that do podcasts and try to get them on if they have, you know, some podcasts have like a follower requirement and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Try to schedule collaborations for them. All this stuff that they're like, I don't know how to do this. I don't know the first thing about setting this up.
You're kind of just like the hub, and like I get to take advantage of that very much, you know. Again,
she doesn't
princess.
Do shit.
Yeah, I do. I contribute in my ways. Okay,
she does what she needs. So
she puts in that work.
Okay, I do. Okay.
He's like, I'm running her accounts, and I'm teaching all these other people how to run them.
I'm teaching people how to do it. She does all the chatting. I'm not interested in chatting with a bunch of dudes. That's disgusting.
Yeah. I like it. I like it. It's fun.
I like it too because she chats with all these people, gets horny, and then I get the benefits.
It's a true story. But yeah, you're kind of like the information hub on that. So like I get to reap the benefits because obviously like we've been doing this and you've learned a lot over the years, but we're still doing it. So we're relevant, right? Like we know like the stuff that is like new and what's coming mm-hmm. up because a lot of it's about trends and like, you know, what is, you know, generating like the most traffic and, you know, all those things that, you know, I think people underestimate the amount of work that goes into it. And I think he's really good. He's not going to tell you like, oh, yeah, everybody should do this and whatever. Like, most of the time he tries to talk them out of it.
Yeah, I started with trying to talk them out of it.
You know,
well, that's good, because if you can talk them out of it, that means they didn't want to do it in the first place,
exactly.
Right?
That's true, though, yeah.
Yeah, so, and I mean, and that's the thing. It's like, you know, some people take off, do really, really well, and, you know, other people, like, just won't stay with it. And that's fine, like, if you want to make that decision. But it's a lot of work, and, you know, props to him, because it's a heck of a lot of work to start up.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I couldn't imagine trying to figure all that out by myself.
Yeah, honestly, I think that's like the coolest thing I've ever heard, because that is the hardest part. Like, we've talked about doing OnlyFans and stuff in the past, but
I know a guy.
The problem was always like, how? You know what I mean? Like, how do you get it going? How do you get it up and running?
So many
how
questions.
Do you make it relevant? And like, you know you have to advertise, but like, where do you advertise? Mm-hmm. You know? So
awesome. And you have to advertise differently on every single platform because of those community guidelines. Certain ones allow certain words and other ones don't.
Yeah.
Growing a following is the hardest, because nobody wants to do it if it's not making any money. But guess what? It's not going to for a while.
Right.
It takes
for most people.
Yeah.
I would say our first like advertising platform was Twitter. now X, you know?
Yeah.
It took us about a year to hit 10,000 followers on her account, and then one more year to hit 100,000.
Oh, wow.
So the growth is exponential. It's just like you're kind of chasing that viral moment or something. And now I think you're up to about 190,000.
Yeah, almost. It kind of teeters. So,
And I'm just a dude. Awesome. So I have 14,000. So,
Hey.
Oh, dude.
It's okay.
I learned that on TikTok. Dude, I was making TikToks and I spent a bunch of time on it. And then she came, dropped some food on the floor, got a million views.
It was an oopsie daisy. It was so funny.
The video that we did.
You never know what's going to be.
The video that we did on TikTok that had 17 million views. It was around the 4th of July. She had an American flag bikini. She's standing in the bedroom. She has the bikini on. She has her purse and her sunglasses. And she started walking out of the room. I said, where are you going? She goes, I'm going down to the pool. I said, damn, looking like that, I'm coming with you. And I put it to Born in the USA by Springsteen. Just that one little clip, Born in the USA. There's that one little clip posted. It was like a 6-second video, 17 million views.
Oh, my God.
That's crazy.
That one blew up.
America, fuck
We went to bed with like 600 subscribers that night on our OnlyFans, and we woke up with over 2,000.
Oh my gosh.
So we've also had other moments like that. After
like big
that.
Viral booms. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Have you guys heard of Brianna Coppedge?
No.
The teacher?
I have.
The teacher that got fired?
Yes, yeah. So, she's from Missouri.
Yeah.
She is.
You know, she's a close friend of ours.
She is.
Cool.
So, we got her fired.
We did, actually. We did.
Oh, so, I know, unintentionally. It was, but it worked out, I think.
She was doing OnlyFans just kind of passively. For a couple of years, I don't know exactly how long, but I'm just going to guess a couple of years.
It wasn't that long.
Yeah, it wasn't that long. She said she was making a couple grand a month, something like that, nothing major. And then she commented on one of your posts on X, and I was like, babe, get on it. Like, can you see her? My God. Like, get after it. And
She's a hottie. So
she invited them to come to dinner with us, no expectations, kind of expectations, but no expectations. Hopes, I'll say. And so we went to dinner at one of our favorite restaurants, and I was like, so you guys want to head back to the house? You only live a little bit from here. And they said, sure. And so we came back. I was like, well, let's we picked up this tip from a couple that we met a long time ago, Lingerie Lotto. So the girls go upstairs. We have a big bin of lingerie, and you just kind of blindly reach in, feel around, and whatever you grab out, that's what you put on.
We play dress
that's
up.
That's fun.
Yeah, and that's really a little fun. Nice little icebreaker. So they're coming down. I'm like, you guys want to take it to the bedroom? And she was like, I need a shot. They had never swapped. They had never done anything before.
It was very new.
They were brand new. Like, she did some of her own solo stuff on OnlyFans, but that was it. We go upstairs. I said, do you want to record it for OnlyFans? We don't have to. She goes, no, we should do it. I said, do you show your face? She goes, yeah. I was like, okay. You're probably going to get found out. If you make a video with us, somebody is going to find it locally. I don't think so. They will. Oh, well, we'll deal with that when we come to it. As long as you're good, I'm good. So we make this foursome video. It was amazing.
It was fun.
2 weeks later, she goes with us. Her and her husband go with us to NSW, the five-day event. We film like a couple of orgies down there. I mean, at one point, I was laying
like,
in bed.
No big deal.
I wake up, and she's like staring at my face. And I'm like, hi. It's like 8:30 in the morning. I went to bed at 5. And she goes, I kind of want to do a gangbang today. I said, so that's funny because I kind of want to be in one. So we did that. That's not what got her found out. We did a like a six-way kind of thing over, maybe it was a seven-way, something like that, over at the house.
Another group event.
Yeah, another little group event that I organized. Just a small one. And so we do that. And then that's whenever she gets a phone call. And she's on leave. Mm-hmm. I said, Bree, you got two choices. You can either abandon ship or you can dive in the deep end. And she did some reflecting for a while and she decided we're going to dive in the deep end. So I went and submitted that to some news things. And I'm sure a lot of people were submitting it to the news agencies and stuff because she got a lot of calls.
Yeah.
And
well, it had already been submitted to one of, and you're like,
yeah,
okay.
Somebody already submitted it. So I was like, well, if one's got it, we might as well get it on everything, get some publicity. Yeah. So
that's the only reason why we decided. So, we're like, well,
so, I'm like, what luck?
I did an interview with her on like a Twitter Live, just did an interview from my office, my basement office at home. And that blew up, and that was like on the front page of like Fox 2, CNN, Daily Wire, like all these big news organizations. Daily Mail out of UK had it up there. She went to bed. She's like, this is going crazy. She had like 25,000 in her OnlyFans account. that
she's
whenever
like,
she went
I
to
can't
bed.
Keep up on my messages.
Yeah, she's like, I can't keep up my messages. And then whenever she woke up, she sent me a screenshot with over $600,000 in it.
Oh my God.
And then she just posted on Instagram a few days ago. She goes, thanks to all my haters, and she posted a screenshot, 1.4 million last month.
Oh my God.
Yeah, so talk about life changing. And you guys
teachers out there right now are like,
so the moral of the story is, come fuck us, you'll get rich.
That's why. What are you doing tomorrow, Kyle?
It was pretty good.
But they're great people, and like, yes, you can like hear her story is a whole nother thing too. But and I'm sure you know she's told it many, many times in her own words and stuff like that. So
she's been on Lane of the Plugs podcast out there with Adam 22. She's done Tamron Hall in New York. I think she was on Dr. Phil.
Oh my God.
We'll have to get her over this way.
Yeah. She's fantastic. The great people anyway.
Just small town, down to earth, normal.
Yeah.
Like great couple. And then it just kind of blew up and her husband's like, cool.
Yeah. That is so, like, that really is the dream.
He posted on Facebook not too long ago. He goes, I just had the most American day ever. What did he get?
He bought, like, a flamethrower.
Like a four-wheeler and a flamethrower and shot ARs or something. He's like, I had the most American day ever.
That is the coolest.
But I would like to point out, too, and maybe this is wrong, but I'm pretty sure I have this right, that many people were asking, like, so how did people find out, like, from her or whatever? Because, you know, you guys can look up OnlyFans teacher or whatever, Missouri, Brianna Coppedge. But it was actually in the video. It was her husband that got recognized.
Yeah, he was the first one recognized.
Them damn husband.
Oh, really?
Them damn husband.
Was it his watch, too?
I don't know if he was wearing a watch. I don't remember watch.
He just got his name tattooed across his back.
I do have a kind of a funny story about whenever we first, it was their first swap ever, that I know they're okay with sharing because they've told it too, but going into it, I was like talking to him, and because usually it's a guy that gets a little more jealous. We're more territorial, you know. I said, "Hey, if you go into this, if you have any jealousy feelings whatsoever, I was like, just air it out because you know it's normal to feel kind of weird after the first time." He's like, I think I'll be all right. And I'm like, that's what they all say. Like, everybody feels a little something, you know.
Yeah.
But then, as soon as we finished, he stands up and he goes, I don't feel jealous at all. That was fucking great. And they never looked back.
Yeah. So that's great. Doesn't always end up like that. But I think, like, I'm so pumped for them and everything that, you know, has kind of come to be from that is really great. And, yeah, so.
That is so awesome for them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So sometimes it's nothing, and sometimes, you know, you get famous overnight. So
right?
Yeah. Our crazy life. It's been years in the making for us, but
Well, this was super cool today, guys. Yeah, I'm so glad you guys
came for having
out with us. Yeah, absolutely. Hey, let us know where we can find you guys, socials.
Probably the easiest way, we're on a lot of different platforms, like we said, but easiest way to find us is linktree.com/ericaswings. I don't know if it's
so. And that's with a Z, though, right?
Yep, with a Z, Erica Swings. So this is my logo. And then actually that Kezi QR code, all that. I know, I should probably actually turn around. So, but all my stuff is on there. We're on OnlyFans, many vids.
If you just Google Erica Swings, she's going to pop up at the top.
He's like, I'm good at my fucking job. I know what I'm doing. It's going to be at the very top.
Yeah, it's there.
It is.
So, and then, of course, Drew Swings, so you can find his stuff.
We kind of kept it easy. She's Erica Swings on everything you can think of. I'm Drew Swings on everything you can think of. So if you just go to linktree.com/either one, you'll get every single link that we have.
Yep.
Nice.
It's an easy hub for everything.
So. Very cool. Yeah.
Thank you for having us.
Go like and follow.
Follow him. She's got enough followers. Follow me.
He could use the boost.
Tit for tat here, okay? No, it's okay. Hey.
Somebody say tip.
We're a team, so. Yeah, check us out. We love what we do, and we love to share it with the world, so.
Very cool. Yeah. Very cool, guys.
Thank you.
Hey, everybody. This is Tippy.
And this is Joe.
And you're listening to The Tippy Joe Show, sponsored by BetterHelp.com/TheBarn.
Thank you to BetterHelp for sponsoring this episode. BetterHelp is the world's largest therapy service, and it's 100% online. With BetterHelp, you can tap into a network of over 25,000 licensed and experienced therapists who can help you with a wide range of issues. To get started, you just answer a few questions about your needs and preferences in therapy,
That way, BetterHelp can match you with the right therapist from their network. Then you can talk to your therapist however you feel comfortable, whether it's via text, chat, phone, or video call. You can message your therapist at any time and schedule live sessions when it's convenient for you. If your therapist isn't the right fit for any reason, you can switch to a new therapist at no additional charge. With BetterHelp, you get the same professionalism and quality you expect from in-office therapy, but with a therapist who is custom-picked for you, more scheduling flexibility, and at a more affordable price. Get 10% off your first month at betterhelp.com/thebarn. That's betterhelp, H-E-L-P.com/thebarn.